It's 4:44. This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heplin. Just 3 weeks before the start of the fall semester, the Chancellor of Arkansas State University, Dr. Tim Hudson, has resigned. His abrupt departure comes amid an internal audit found problems with ASU's study abroad program headed by Hudson's wife. Arkansas business reporter Lance Turner has been talking with different people about this story and joins me now. Hi, Lance.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good. Thank you for your time. What are we learning at this point about what led up to this resignation?
Well, from the university, you know, they're not saying, you know, exactly, they're not citing any specific reasons as to why Tim Hudson resigned. So, you know, they've called it a personnel matter. The system president, Charles Welch, isn't commenting, you know, saying specifically that it is a personnel matter. So we don't know, you know, from their mouths what the situation is, but we do know about this audit, which had sort of been revealed last week in some reporting by the Democrat Gazette and by the Jonesboro Sun, that sort of cast a light on study abroad program at Arkansas State that was led by Deidre Hudson, Tim Hudson's wife, and that was really found to be in disarray and disorganized. And some maneuvering by Tim Hudson as well that came out in the audit to have his wife hired full-time, even though university policy prohibits Hudson from hiring his wife as a full-time subordinate. So there was some maneuverings that were kind of taking place that weren't, you know, up to snuff, that didn't have a good appearance, and we sort of surmise that this probably had a lot to do with what happened Tuesday evening when Tim Hudson actually submitted his resignation.
And last night, the chancellor and the ASU system president had a meeting?
That's right. That's what we know. They met last night, and then late last night, it was past 9:30 when Tim Hudson actually emailed a very short resignation email to Charles Welch, the ASU system president. It was two sentences saying that he resigned and that he wished everyone well and that he would be moving on.
Did the university say anything about whether or not any kind of agreement has been reached, any kind of severance package?
Actually, there is no severance, and that's according to Jeff Hankins, who's the ASU System Vice President for Strategic Communications. There's no severance agreement in place. No one is paying anybody any money. Tim Hudson has 45 days to leave the chancellor's residence and move on, and that's basically what the agreement boils down to between the two parties. So it's a little different from what you often see sometimes at universities or even sports teams when someone resigns or is fired or is asked to leave. Often there's a severance in place, and no severance in this instance with Tim Hudson.
But certainly very unusual for a university to have its chancellor leave this abruptly.
It is, yeah. It's probably not the ideal situation for them. Fortunately, Arkansas State had someone waiting in the wings ready to go. That's Dr. Lenita Cooksey. She'll be serving as acting chancellor while Charles Welch, the system president, puts together a plan to find a longer-term interim appointment. And then ultimately, you'll know that they will create a team of some kind, as these things usually happens. They'll create a team to find a new chancellor to lead the university going forward. But yeah, you know, just a few weeks before school, it's not the best time, but it obviously was something they thought that had to happen.
That's reporter Lance Turner with Arkansas Business. Thanks for your reporting on this, Lance.
No problem. Thank you.
This is 89.1 KUAR.